We usually don't think about our immune system until it backfires. A new study out this year, funded by the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, found that nearly a million Americans are living with MS. Our guest today, Dr. Cindy Joseph, is a board-certified neurologist with Health First to discuss the risk factors and innovative treatment options for MS. Welcome to Putting Your Health First. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Joseph. It's great to have you back to tell us more about MS. So to begin, what causes multiple sclerosis?
Hi, Maggie. Glad to be back. So as in terms of what causes multiple sclerosis, we're not exactly sure. We do know that MS is an autoimmune disease. What this means is that the immune system attacks its own tissues. With MS, the target tissues of this attack are the brain and spinal cord. It's unclear, though, why some people develop MS and others don't. It's probably a combination of genetic and environmental factors.
Are there different types of MS?
Yeah, there's a few different types. The most common type is a relapsing form of MS. This is about 85% of patients who have MS do have this type. And this type of MS is characterized by periods of exacerbation followed by complete improvement. If this form becomes more progressive, in which there are exacerbations but without complete improvement back to baseline, it becomes known as secondary progressive. The third type is known as primary progressive. What this entails is that there is a progressive decline in patients' function and as well as increased symptoms. A very small percentage, about 15% of those with MS, have this form.
Dr. Joseph, how is MS diagnosed?
So MS is diagnosed primarily on the patient's history. So what they come into the office and tell you what their symptoms are. And then we also use MRI to help support the diagnosis. There's characteristic MS plaques in the brain and spinal cord that we can see on MRI. Sometimes a spinal tap is done to check for certain elements, which can further help support the diagnosis.
So you've been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. What's next as far as treatment?
So treatment has exploded in the last few years. MS is treated primarily through immunomodulating medications. Originally, about 20 years ago, we just had a few and they were the injectable medications. However, over the last 10 years, there's increased over 20 medications or so. And we also have oral and infusions. So lots of options for MS patients. All these medications work by helping decreasing the hyperactive immune system that occurs with MS. For acute attacks or exacerbations, steroids can be used for about 3 to 5 days, and this can help speed the recovery of symptoms.
How does multiple sclerosis affect someone's life expectancy and their quality of life? Is there hope for having a normal life?
Yes, absolutely. With the current advances, the prognosis for MS can be very excellent. As previously discussed, the amount of treatments available now for MS has increased exponentially, and there's still a lot of undergoing investigational trials. So the treatments are only going to increase in the future, I think. The outlook currently is more promising than it's ever been. It's important, though, to catch MS early so that treatment can be started early, too. This would offer the best prognosis.
Is there anything else you'd like to add in closing that you'd like people to know about multiple sclerosis?
Just that the outlook, you know, is very promising currently, and if you're going to have MS, right now is a great time to have it. And if you think you have any signs or symptoms of MS, to go see your doctor so you can be evaluated and started on treatment early.
This is such useful information. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Happy to be here.
Again, that's Dr. Cindy Joseph. If you'd like to speak with your doctor about multiple sclerosis, schedule an appointment today at hf.org/schedule or call 321-434-3131. That's 321-434-3131. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire library for topics of interest to you. This is Putting Your Health First, a podcast from Health First.